Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. The rather famous journal Nature just published an article entitled Global Risk Assessment of Sharks Under the Footprint of Fisheries, where over 150 scientists participated in. Impressive. So I assumed that this article would finally get us ahead of some of the problems we have with the global shark fishing industry, right? We all know how little high sea fisheries can be controlled and that it causes irreversible damage to shark populations. So naturally, I was eager to read what this army of scientists could come up with. And you know what? Pretty much with nothing. Don't get me wrong, it sounds great that so many scientists pooled their data together or tagged sharks, but the outcome is nothing that we did not already know. Of course, now we know that all the scientists agree, but so what? Yes, they mentioned that global longlining overlaps with shark hotspots, but come on, where else would these longliners go if not there where all these sharks accumulate? And it doesn't matter that they figured out that the monthly overlap between blue and mako shark hotspots are 62 and 76% respectively. We all know that it is bad, so what else is new? You know what could be new? That all these scientists collect enough backbone from each other and create a united front to now take the next step, protect what they so eloquently described. Yes, they suggest large MPAs, that's marine protected areas, but that is not a new concept. What would be new is that they come up with something that enforces the law for these areas in a better way. You can't protect all the oceans in the world, and you'd still have the same overfishing problem if there's no control and no damage done to the illegal fleets. There are thousands upon thousands of large fishing vessels out there raping the oceans, day in, day out. So protection is all good and fine, but as long as we can't eliminate the fishing fleets, the problem won't go away. And here is the problem. As I mentioned in the past several times, international waters are so huge, so how can we control those? By either not letting those ships leave the harbors anymore or sink them whenever they are spotted. Sounds radical? Maybe so, but what gives any person on this planet the right to rape our oceans? And I'm using here a possessive article. Our oceans belong to all creatures on our planet, and nobody should be allowed to decide that they can just take. No animal does that, so how can a bunch of fishers see them as their right? Like in a forestry, take a tree, plant a tree, take a fish, breed a fish, and since that won't work for sharks, then take a shark, go to jail, lose your business. Sorry if that sounds radical, but it's the only way to preserve what is still left. So all of you 152 scientists that worked on this rather useless study, now use your results, stand up and go to the lawmakers, organize protests, hinder fishing boats to leave harbors, confiscate fishing gear, but do something. Do not sit back now and say, we pointed out a problem so someone else should now get the beating. You take the beating for a change. Leave your computer and your cushy position, stand up and fight for the animals you seem to like. Well, I doubt that you like these animals or love them as much as I do, but at least pretend so you have an official reason to face the opposition. But let me tell you, you can't fight these people with your academic titles or eloquent words. No, you have to do it with your willingness to take a beating. And there go the 152 scientists. It is that simple. I'm not accusing any of you, by all means, but I can't recall having seen any of you when it comes to getting in front of a shark and face fishermen. If I'm wrong, send me proof that you actually stood up for them at one point or the other, and hey, I apologize. But as long as you can't, and I know you can't, I do not apologize for anything, I just point out a fact. But I seem to forget that most of you participate, all of you participate in tagging. How did you catch all these sharks? Oh, I know. Long lines and drum lines, the same methods these fisheries guys use. Granted, you try not to kill them. Sharks, that is. But how many sharks died in your study because your soak time was too long and it was not convenient to spend the night out there and wait until a shark took the bait? None? Yeah, right. I believe you. Not. So you see, colleagues, you can't just amass data, throw up a study, and just put numbers to something we know for years and then walk away. Do the next step. Do what you feel others should now do because you pointed it out. Stand up for the animals. And hey, if you feel you can't do anything on your own, just look around and find a person who catches sharks from shore and confiscate his fishing gear. Illegal, you say? Gee, how we will then enforce the MPAs you suggest? The law is so weak that even if you declare the zone as protected, that none of these fleets will care. I guarantee. As long as we do not get physical, nothing, I repeat, nothing will change. In the Middle Ages, they had an expression called vogelfrei, which means free as a bird. That was a term the court labeled a villain with, and it basically meant that this villain was let back into society, but everybody who felt that this person should not live anymore was allowed to kill him without later prosecution. So the court did not get their hands dirty, they just allowed the person to be killed, and it was up to the people. So my suggestion is to clear all these fleets that do not play by the rules anymore as vogelfrei. I dare to say that many fighter pilots on the carriers would itch to take out such targets and be willing to do so within the limits of the law of the high seas. I know I may have stirred up a few things here, but unfortunately that's the way I see it. And look, we just cannot idle and stand by anymore. Something has to get done. And this study, as useless as it is, shows us that enough is enough. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment. And remember, it is a privilege to be among them.